This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Get used to the letters OMT. They stand for Outright Monetary Transactions, and that is the name of the European Central Bank's new plan to save the euro. It's very similar to what the Federal Reserve has been doing in this country to help the economy, basically printing money and buying bonds to bring borrowing costs down. But will it be enough to solve Europe's debt crisis? For answers, let's bring in Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist with Mesirow Financial. He's with us live from Chicago. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Adolfo, do you think this is going to be enough to save the euro, as Mario Draghi said it would probably be?
No, Jeremy, I think the euro will be saved by its member state, not by the European Central Bank. But the European Central Bank can help, and I think this plan will help quite a bit for three reasons. It relieves some of the market pressure from the government bond markets in Spain, Greece, Italy. It buys some time for this country to continue reform. And finally, it maintains some discipline. It includes conditions to force beneficiaries to continue reform and austerity, and that should really help them to keep the bar straight.
But we've heard that before, Adolfo. I mean, we've heard people, say they're buying time for the countries to get their fiscal houses in order, and then they don't do it. So do you think they can do it this time?
Well, I think this is really the critical point, how to enforce those conditions. Germany has been saying again and again to Greece and Spain, we are not going to bail you out, but we are willing to help if you help yourself first. And the ECB translates this principle in a bond buying plan that can be cancelled if these countries will not maintain or will delay their reform. So the real question is, this commitment credible, and how that threat will be executed if something goes wrong. I think that's exactly what the markets will be testing over the next couple of weeks.
All right, and Adolfo, I want to let you to talk about something else before I let you go. Two very strong reports on job growth in this country this morning. ADP said private employers added 201,000 jobs last month, which was far more than expected. And also, the number of people applying for unemployment benefits dropped last week to 365,000. What do you make of that?
Well, we are catching a breather. We've been waiting for improvement in the labor market in the United States for quite some time. And these data finally point in the right direction. It's slow, it's gradual, but it at least is moving in where we would like the job market to be. And they are consistent with other indicators like auto sales, retail sales, that really shows an improvement in this economy. So we really gain some confidence that we may things improve, we may see things improving when the fall will come.
Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist with Mesirow Financial. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.